What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
We are Cultivate.
It's your boy, Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, and I am the host here on the Reddit on Wiki podcast. And with me for the third week in a row, like he's trying to win the best attendance award, it's Sean Salvino.
Hi, guys. I can't usually just skip out anymore. John is taking a break, so I got to be the one to fill in the Filipino role of the show.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of John, he's still off this week. Still sending him good vibes, wishing his family the best. That being said, John did not trust us to be alone and run the episode unsupervised. Something about us being not responsible enough. I don't know.
To be honest, fair.
Yeah, it's fair. It's fair. So with us this week to keep us in check is my girlfriend, Sienna. How's it going, Sienna?
It's going good. Thank you for having me in our basement.
Welcome to our basement.
Wow.
With authentic brick walls.
Yeah, so authentic.
She supervised me as I installed these.
Oh, I did it, actually.
Oh, yeah, she did it. Sorry. Yes, yeah.
Get it right, Josh. Taking credit for a woman already.
Come on.
I know, my bad. What's going on? Anything you want to talk about before we jump into the show?
Not too much, no.
No? Anything you want to say to Sean? This is the first time meeting Sean. What's first impressions?
Great guy. Funny.
Wow.
I mean, I've had other impressions because I've seen TikToks and listened and you've talked about him. Yeah. So, yeah. I feel like I know Sean. It's
scary to hear the sentence you've talked about him.
Actually, Sienna is very active in our TikTok videos.
I want to say she has a lot of the highest rated comments on a lot of those videos.
Yeah, it's because Josh will be like, I post the video and I'll be like, okay, I got to come up with a witty comment and then I'll put it and then he'll pin it. But there's sometimes where I'm like, I don't know what to say. And he'll be like, I don't know. And then I just won't comment. And then later he'll comment a witty thing. I was like, you couldn't have gave me that line.
I can't give you my material.
He knew what he was doing when he said, oh, I don't know.
I have a great line in the back pocket for later. Yeah. But that being said, let's get into what we're going to be talking about today. In today's episode, we have a wife who makes mac and cheese for dinner, a daughter becomes replaceable, and a Mother's Day plan gets canceled.
Oh, no.
However, before we hop into the stories for today, if you do have an Am I the Asshole story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram or Twitter @redditonwiki. Links to those are in the show notes. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Podchaser. Or why not tell a friend about us? If you really like the show and want to get episodes a week early-ish and ad-free.
We do our best, guys.
Yeah, we're down a man, okay?
We're doing two episodes a week. We only record once every 2 weeks, so we're doing four episode recordings.
Hang on by the seat of our pants every week.
Truly.
But they are ad-free, and you get some other content from creators from our network as well. So you can go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and sign up to help support the show. With all of that out of the way, let's hop into some of these stories. Any Am I the Asshole stories kicking around you can think of?
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Oh my God, so many. men are trash.
Honestly, we're starting to make a living due to just men being trash.
That's true.
I mean, I could go off.
We're here for it. She's like, I've got a list just on you, Josh. Yeah.
Truly the first live in-person Am I the Asshole.
We should do that. We should prep our guests better and be like,
that's true.
Bring an Am I the Asshole story and not just ask them on the spot. But we'll move on to the first Reddit Am I the Asshole story.
Let's do it.
So, am I the asshole for serving my husband's family mac and cheese for dinner?
No.
I would say no. I would say no. Mac and cheese is a delicious dish.
Yeah, and you can make it like more, I guess, fancy.
Oh, I don't, but
I know you don't.
I enjoy it.
there's I wouldn't say chain, but there's like a restaurant with like two locations here in Houston that's straight up only mac and cheese.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
It's called Just Mac. They got sued by McDonald's, which gave them more clout, actually.
Oh, I love that.
That's sick. So, McDonald's should just buy them and then put them in all of their restaurants.
Please, no.
Wait, what? Then it'd be available to everyone. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be as quality.
We don't want McDonald's to have more money, do we?
No.
No, that's true, actually. Me, the guy who fights against capitalism.
I know. You're the one that gets mad at me for bringing up positive Amazon news. We can't.
This is what mac and cheese does to me. It makes me weak, okay?
That's fair.
Available mac and cheese at every corner. I'm down for that. But so hopping into the story, she goes on to say, my, and then in brackets, Asian, and I, in brackets, American, welcomed our firstborn 4 weeks ago.
I'm very confused. You said my bracket Asian.
My husband.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That wasn't okay.
So sorry, I'll read it again. So my Asian husband and I American.
Is American another way to say white?
That's,
she doesn't want to say white.
I was going to hop on this because I was like, that's not a race.
Yeah, because I'm American.
Sean is American.
And Asian. Wow, it's kind of crazy.
Wild, you can be both. So not on a great foot to start things off. So she says, we welcomed our firstborn 4 weeks ago. The baby is healthy, but I'm exhausted. Haven't fixed my hair, barely able to shower, and cannot sleep. My husband's family has been pressuring us to visit to meet the baby. I tried to hold them off as much as I could, but yesterday I was surprised to find them standing on the porch.
Oh.
Turns out my husband invited them for dinner.
No.
Without telling you. Oh, I would be so mad.
My wife gets mad at me if I like invite dudes that don't care if the house is clean. She'll be like,
in the same way. I got to clean like the baseboards, like everything in the house before people come.
I'm like, guys that are here, like that honestly would not notice. She's like, 30 minute notice, I'm going to kill you. Yeah. I'm like, honestly, yeah, that's probably on me.
Yeah, I do the quick sweep, put the dishes away. I'm like, the house looks clean.
And then I'm like, no.
Not. So she says, I was embarrassed and felt like I wasn't ready for visitors because the house was a mess, y'all. Can I get a y'all, Sean, from a Texan?
You're doing it good, y'all.
Yeah. But I wanted to hear you say it.
Oh, okay. Y'all.
There we go. Thank you.
That was good.
He's a professional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asian cowboy.
Asian cowboy. Yeah. Cowboy's a race now. Anyway, my husband sat with them while I fed my son. Then later, I asked my husband if we should order takeout for dinner. He said no because his parents would find this rude and unwelcoming. He suggested that I go inside the kitchen and prepare something, anything, as long as it's homemade.
No.
No, 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 no. Bro. Okay. Four weeks.
Yeah.
She's 4 weeks removed from pushing a human through her body.
And just fed your baby.
You get off your ass and fucking make some shit, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or why can't you get takeout? And also, he didn't even tell her it was happening. So if he asked them for dinner, he should have planned the dinner.
Yeah.
Anyways, and gave her notice.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I can get where maybe it is like a cultural thing. Like, that's not my culture, but, you know, I don't know. Asian's a vast country or a continent. But I mean, I can get it if like home cooked meal is required. But the if norm. That's the case,
you do it.
You knew that was a rule.
Yeah.
And you invited them without telling your wife. You cooked the fucking meal.
Also, like, she's 4 weeks, well, like, having this 4-week-old. Like, I feel like most in-laws or families, they would be bringing the cooking. Like, in-laws, they would say, like, hey, we'll come for dinner to see the baby, but we'll bring dinner.
100%.
So you don't have to,
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Or be totally okay with ordering in.
Yeah.
Like,
I think when my sisters gave birth, my mom, like, came with food. And like my sister's lived out of state. She like traveled to and just helped to do like stuff around the house while my sister like recovered because.
Exactly. That's what my mom did too. My mom would make like meals that you could freeze and then like give them to her so she could keep them and then just make them easy.
You try and help, not hinder the baby situation.
More stress on the mom.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it gets much worse. So we're going to keep going.
That's the beginning.
I said I was fine, then went and made some mac and cheese. The reason I prepared this meal is because of how easy it is. Once I served the family, my husband's mom looked at me and was appalled. She asked if I really found it appropriate to serve her and her family mac and cheese. I asked why not, and she went on a rant about how disrespectful this was and that I clearly have no experience in what is right and wrong when it comes to hosting.
She didn't even know she was hosting. She didn't even know she's going to be hosting. That's when the husband needs to come to her aid and say, listen, I actually didn't give her any notice. She's exhausted.
I'm going to make a bold prediction and assume that's not what happens.
Fair. Sean's a smart man.
I'm sure Sienna also assumed that's what happened.
Yeah.
I also assume. She's saying what should happen, what a decent human being would do. What
any normal person would do.
Exactly. I said, excuse me. Who said I signed up to host and expected a visit from them, and she took it as if I didn't want them there. Her husband said that they were just there to finally see the baby that I've kept them from seeing for an entire month. That's a whole month of his life they, quote unquote, missed out on. We had an argument and they decided to go home. My husband said that deciding to serve his family mac and cheese was more offensive than serving them nothing at all.
Come on.
You asked for that.
Oh my gosh.
I told him I was too exhausted to cook their traditional feast that I was forced to learn from his mom. He took offense and said that I was being mean and disrespectful towards not only his family, but his culture. I went inside the bedroom to stay with my son. My husband stayed on the phone with his family for an hour, then kept giving me a cold shoulder and refused to eat what I cook in support of his family.
Oh, he's on a hunger strike now?
Yeah, he's fucking gone. Good. Here. I understand how some guests might find it offensive, especially his family, but I was just trying to make a quick homemade meal like my husband wanted. What's wrong with mac and cheese? Am I the asshole?
No, not at all. Good for her for standing up. Everyone's the asshole in this situation. Yeah. The husband needed to communicate to his parents that, listen, she's tired. Like, absolutely come over, see the baby, but it might not be like a full-blown meal. Maybe, unfortunately, he communicated that it would be, so there was a lot of misunderstanding. But at the same time, like, they all need to be way more understanding that,
absolutely.
Listen, like, she just had a baby, and she just found out about it. Like, I have to say the husband's the worst in this situation.
Oh, yes. For sure.
And then the parents need to be more understanding. I get them wanting to see the baby. Like,
sure.
To be fair, like, if I had a child, like, I'd want my in-laws to see as soon as I was able.
Right. Like, but I wouldn't just spring them on you.
No, not at all. Yeah.
So, I'd be like, hey, my parents are coming 2 weeks from now. Yeah, be ready.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Like, just ridiculous. Yeah. I don't know.
So you fucking sneak attacked the in-laws on her and it was like, oh, on top of the surprise, you didn't clean the house, but you do have to cook a fucking 4-course meal.
He didn't mention anything about the house being messy, so we'll
brownie points. True. Yeah.
Yeah, he's 100% the biggest asshole in the situation. It's not hard to see where he gets it from, though.
And like, I get it, a cultural thing. Like, maybe that's when like, maybe when you have people over to host, it's expected like a 4-course thing. But like, this is special circumstances.
Yeah, I think culture can take a back seat when
there's the quote of the week.
Yeah. when a mother's just had a baby and is trying to just keep both of themselves alive. That's her job, basically, is to keep herself and the baby alive. And she has this dipshit child she also has to babysit called her husband. So
I mean, I just have to wonder what the relationship was before that. Like, was she always hosting the parents and having to do this huge meal for them? Was the husband like supportive of the parents all the time? Like, I can't imagine this is out of nowhere.
And we touch on this a lot. Actually, with the one with Chris, we had a couple where it's like, why did you marry this person if this is what they're like? And I honestly, I have no answer.
I mean, it's you love parts of people and you try to accept other parts. And at the same time, you can become trapped in relationships, like unhealthy relationships. So,
and it's one story, and like, maybe he's a great guy the rest of the time. Mm-hmm. Maybe the hunger strike thing is
it's hilarious.
Fucking ridiculous.
That'll show her.
Yeah.
It's like, great, I don't have to cook for you. Amazing.
Less food to make. More mac and cheese for me.
Yeah.
But maybe he feels like afraid of his mom or something like that. And so this is a situation where maybe he's stressed. They're meeting the baby the first time and he's could be a good person, just maybe a bad person in this scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's a pretty shitty scenario.
This scenario lasted multiple hours. Like, you should be able to like calm down and be oh yeah, I really should defend my wife and stop talking on the phone with my family and
hunger striking.
And hunger striking and letting them tell me my wife is disrespectful. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
So I think we can 100% say you're not the asshole. Your husband's an asshole and his family sounds like kind of an asshole. So
yeah,
I'm sorry you have to deal with that. I say that a lot at the end of a lot of these
Hopefully
stories.
It gets better.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I'd just say talk to him and just express how you're feeling and the stress you're on. I mean, he should understand, but men are dumb as we've learned. So you sometimes just have to be like, hey, this is what's up. And maybe he'll be like, oh yeah, shit, I'm an idiot. That's the best case scenario.
I wonder if the best, like, I really wish everybody updated these all the time because the husband just must read the comments and be like, oh, yeah.
That's true.
I fucked that shit up for sure.
I always wonder if someone has like wrote one of these and then seen our TikToks or something and is just shit, that's me.
Like, I've made it big. Yeah.
Wow, I'm getting destroyed on Reddit and now also on TikTok.
Oh, yeah, exactly. All right, with that, we will move on to our next Am I the Asshole? So, am I the asshole for taking my daughter's bedroom away and giving it to my son?
Hmm. Yes, without context.
Yeah. You have a little sibling, Sienna?
Yeah, I have a younger brother and an older sister, so I'm the middle child.
Yeah. So imagine Luke got your room.
I mean, it'd be weird. Our rooms growing up were beside each other. There's really like, they're both very similar rooms, so I don't understand why that would ever happen.
Luke's just making a power move.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
So I, a 32-year-old male, have a daughter, Harper, a 14-year-old female, from a previous relationship. I have full custody of her, and her mom is not involved in her life. 5 years ago, I married my wife, Nina, a 31-year-old female. We tried to have a child, but couldn't. We went to the doctor, and it turned out I can't have any more kids due to some complications. So we decided to use a sperm donor, and the result was my son, Mark, who was born a few months ago.
Awesome.
The problem started when Nina got pregnant. Harper wasn't happy about it. When Mark was born, things got worse. Before this, Harper and I used to spend 2 days a week together, just the two of us, without my wife. But after Mark was born, I couldn't do that anymore. I can't just leave my wife alone for 2 days a week with a newborn, and Harper has been very angry about it. The main problem started 3 days ago. Nina and I decided to make a nursery for Mark instead of having him in our bedroom for multiple reasons. Our home has 4 bedrooms, 2 master bedrooms on one side, and 2 bedrooms on the other side. Living fucking
large
here. Oh my God. What was the down payment on that?
Houses come with 2 masters?
I know, that's weird, right?
Is it a duplex and then you just fucking broke down the wall or
it's that family. Oh, you weren't even on that episode. Never mind. But
no, I think I was. The couple that divorced
that shared a house.
But shared a duplex and had a door in the middle. Yeah, that was weird. But if it works, it works, you know?
Yeah, it works. I guess maybe if you're rich, there are 2 master bedrooms in your house.
Sure. Why not?
So one of the master rooms is ours and the other one is Harper's. It was very hard for Nina and I to go to the other side of the house multiple times a night when Mark wakes up. So I asked Harper to pack her stuff and go to one of the other bedrooms so we could give her room to Mark. At first, everything seemed all right. She said okay and went to her room and started packing. But less than an hour, my brother showed up at our home, asking for Harper. She had called him and asked him to take her. She came out of her room with her stuff, told me, "You can give it to your son now," and left with my brother. I told her she could only go for one night, but it's been 3 days and she's not back and won't even talk to me.
That's kind of weird of the brother to just like not talk to the parents and be like, "Surprise, I'm here to pick up your daughter." She's going to sleep at my house now.
Yeah. So I'm receiving calls from my family, all calling me an asshole and other names. I don't trust their judgment. They very clearly favor Harper. She was the first grandchild in our family and everyone's favorite. They are trying to accept Mark as my son, but I could see that they haven't been able to yet. So I decided to post here and get some unbiased opinions. Am I the asshole?
Ooh, this one's tough. This one's tough. There's not like a big asshole. Like, I understand the new wife wanting him around to be around the son, like your new son. You can't leave her alone for like 2 straight days. I get that. And I understand wanting a bedroom near them. They need that for safety reasons and everything like that. And I understand Harper being hurt by that. Like, there's like, I don't like, and to be fair, we don't know the relationship between the stepmom, I guess, and Harper. I hope they were trying to be a family.
Between, sorry. I thought you meant the mom. No. I was like, the mom's not in the life. But
the stepmom. Like, I hope they have a good relationship. Maybe they don't. And maybe this is where that's stemming from. But that's tough. I don't know if he is the asshole or not. I think he needs to try a little bit harder to maybe communicate. And maybe you can dedicate one day a week now. Like, my brother-in-law went back to work after like a few weeks. And so my sister was alone with the baby quite a bit. So, I mean, like, it's doable. I understand why you want them there, but maybe compromise?
Yeah, it's a lot of changes. And how old did they say the baby was? A few months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's still a lot of change in a short amount of time.
So I think he's kind of an asshole. Your daughter lost her mom.
Yeah.
And so you're the only thing she really has. I mean, she has her stepmom, obviously, but it's not it quite the
like
same.
Sounds like they're not close.
Yeah. Well, it might be that, but it's also like you're her father. You're all she has, quote unquote. And so maybe she feels like you're turning your back on her and abandoning her just like her mom did. And that's traumatizing for her. And I mean, at very worst, you should at least spend time with her for sure. Definitely, 100%. You should give her your time. You have two kids. Yeah. You made this decision. She did not make this decision.
Yeah.
You have to give 50% of your attention and love to both sides. I know the baby is going to be, it's going to be stressful. And there's like the baby is, you know, a lot of work, but you made that decision and you've got to live with it. And if your daughter doesn't feel appreciated or loved and neglected, then that's on you, man. Like you gotta man up and take responsibility and try and make it right with your daughter.
Yeah, I think for sure, like, I'm sure your new wife doesn't want to walk, but I mean, maybe you have to take that responsibility and you walk to the baby. You know,
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It seems... How big is your fucking house to...
That's what I mean. Like, it's got to be pretty far for it to be like, maybe it is so far that it would be a safety issue, like having the baby that far.
That's true. But if that's the case, then you just got to like, I don't know. Like, you already know your daughter's pissed off because she doesn't get the 2 days and you haven't made any sort of compromise. You kind of just cut that off. And then out of the blue, you're going to be like, actually, you got to fucking pack your shit up.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Move out of your bedroom. So here's what I would have probably tried to propose. So he says there's 4 bedrooms. 2 of the bedrooms are the masters and they're beside each other. And then the other 2 are beside each other as well.
Yeah, why didn't they just move?
Why not? Exactly. Why not move your bedroom to one of those bedrooms and then just have them just temporary until you feel more comfortable. Exactly. Yeah. So that's an option. And then that way it doesn't feel like you're cutting your daughter out.
Yeah. Just set up a bed and make the nursery and then like in the other master bedroom, maybe.
Yeah.
And then fucking just put your bed in there too. So
yeah.
You know, some nights you're in there with the baby, you know, I don't know.
Sleeping with a baby is not right.
No, I agree. Yeah. You don't want to sleep with the baby, but having that separation where you're like between the 2 bedrooms makes sense. But yeah, why not you move instead of making your daughter make all these changes in her life just to make you more comfortable?
I agree with that.
Also, there must be some kind of like beef. Like it sounds like there's beef between him and his family. Cause like, if I have a good relationship with my sister and my kids or my niece is fighting with my sister, I'm not just going to fucking show
pick
up,
her up
and just pick her up and be like, stay with me. Like, it has to have been a lot of things that escalated.
I won't necessarily dunk on the brother just because I don't know what he said or what she said to him.
Yeah.
He could just be being a good uncle looking out for her. I agree. He probably shouldn't. Like he should try and get his daughter, like her, his niece to communicate with her dad. But I don't know the situation on that side, but I just wanted to say that. I don't want to dunk on him too much.
No, that's fair. And yeah, that's I feel bad for the daughter mostly, but I mean, I think the main thing was they needed to figure out compromise in that situation and let her know that she's still loved and stuff. Cause I'd guess she wasn't getting that.
Yeah. But. So that is it. I think you're kind of an asshole. I don't know where you guys stand on that one.
Yeah, I'll go kind of.
Yeah.
But you can come back from this.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah, he's not a damn. He's not the worst asshole we've ever had, for sure.
Not even close.
No. The guy before was way worse.
Yeah.
What about you, Sean?
My stance is kind of just like nobody's too far removed from asshole status. You know what I mean? It's kind of just like take a step back and realize, you know, you did probably fuck up.
It's a fuck up rather than actively being an asshole, I guess.
Yeah, he's more on the side of asshole than not an asshole, but also not too far.
We only have 2 judgments here, so it's very difficult.
Yeah, yes or no.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to hit an ad break, and then after the ad break, we actually have an update to this story.
Oh.
Oh, good.
How exciting.
TikTok loves an update.
Yeah.
They do love an update, so stay tuned for that, and we'll be right back. Wikimaniacs, are you ready to be blown away? Men and women alike have asked for it, and our friends at Manscaped have listened. They just relaunched the Ultra Smooth Package. That's right, it's back. Your new favorite tool and complement to the Lawnmower 4.0 to get that smooth shave finish you're looking for. This special groin shaving kit is here to help you buff, protect, and shave your most sensitive areas. It's time to crop that bush of yours and get right to the roots with a discount code just for you from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code REDDIT. So not only has Manscaped brought you the electric trimmer that you and your man both love to use, but now they're bringing back your new favorite razor. So you can be set and trimmed front to back. This is the durable yet sensitive razor that's perfect for him and her. Personally, I find it very difficult to shave close to the skin without getting ingrown hairs, cuts, you know, in the hard to reach places. But with the Lawnmower 4.0, I have no problems whatsoever. So step one, grab your handy Lawnmower 4.0 and shave to your liking to get the loose hairs out of the way. And then take out the perfect package for the summer, the Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package. Step two, get your hands on the Crop Exfoliator, infused with ingredients that soothe, clear, and keep the skin in and around your groin feeling refreshed. The Crop Exfoliator can help reduce the risk of ingrown hairs in your delicate places. After that, you'll want to move on to step three with the Crop Gel. See where you're shaving with our unique clear shaving gel just for the groin. With four essential oils, it's like a spa treatment every time you shave. Finally, it's time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving the groin with confidence. Three precision blades include extra wide lubricating strips and a pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. The Crop Shaver is not your average razor. It's smaller, thicker, with a micro comb bar that allows for the best shave possible from any angle. The Crop Exfoliator and Crop Gel are both vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free, so you know your goods down there are in good hands and without compromise. It's time to get up close and personal with the best tools for the job, the Ultra Smooth Package from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. Get smooth with the relaunched Ultra Smooth Package from your friends at Manscaped. Thanks to Manscaped for supporting the show.
All right, we are back. Santa, how are you hanging in?
Oh, so good. That was the longest ad break of my life.
Wow. They're so long. Yeah. I make her sit here and listen to them, all of our guests.
Yeah, it was actually just me for 10 minutes telling you why you should be paying $25 to us a month on Patreon.
No, it was just him begging Magic Spoon to sponsor us.
I want it so bad.
That's a protein cereal.
Yeah, this is the protein cereal.
We were looking it up. It looks good.
We talked about it in the last time of the asshole.
Yeah, I want to get it, but it's also like $11 a box. I'm like, is cereal worth
it? And if they sponsor us, we'll say that's worth it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, honestly, yeah, that's great. I fucking love Magic Spoon, guys.
So I left you on a little bit of a cliffhanger, as I'm getting good at doing. There is actually an update to the story about the man who took away his daughter's bedroom and gave it to his son. So he writes in this post, he says, here is the update that I promised. I realized I've messed up, so I went to my brother's home and tried to get Harper back, but he didn't even let me see her, saying she doesn't want to see me.
Okay.
Which I mean, I guess.
Like, respect her wishes, but.
Yeah. Don't, you can't
maybe
force.
Help out a little. Yeah.
I mean, I guess I can't force her to do anything, but it's a weird situation, I guess, for him to be in. He said he would only let her go back if, one, she wanted to go with me.
Okay.
Two, we moved to another home closer to their home because they wanted to have Harper close to them to keep an eye on her and make sure we are treating her right. We used to live very close to them, but when we got married, my wife and my family didn't get along. So we moved somewhere farther away, which made Harper very sad.
I mean, a whole moving a house, that's a big...
Well, it sounds like they moved just to get away from the family for the wife.
That's tough.
Yeah.
Also, living close to them doesn't mean you have to see them all the time.
Yeah.
This is starting to answer some questions for sure.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's clearly, you know, maybe the stepmom doesn't treat Harper very well. I mean, you can't say for sure, but it sounds like she at least doesn't get along with the family, which is... Yeah. Awful.
Family sounds kind of weird. Too,
they
though,
do a little
so I don't
bit.
Know. Yeah.
I honestly don't know. It's a weird situation. Number three, Harper will get to choose which bedroom she wants in our house.
Fine.
Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
She'll probably pick the one she was in.
Are they helping finance this house? This is a...
Yeah, like that's
Sienna
the
said,
thing.
That's a pretty huge fucking...
Well, they sound, in this market?
They sound pretty rich, okay, guys? I don't know.
That's
they
true. Four, two master bedrooms.
Two master bedrooms, okay? And then number four, I should spend one-on-one time with Harper at least one day a week.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah, that one's fair. That one's, yeah.
So the three of the four of those are valid asks, I think. The moving one is a little bit much.
It's a lot. Like job-wise, too?
I don't know. Well, we don't know how far it
I mean,
is,
that's
right?
true. Maybe
could
it's
still be
just
in the same city, town, whatever.
You have to pack with a new kid?
True. Actually, that's the biggest thing. Yeah.
Asking to move is a crazy request.
Crazy.
That's a crazy request.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't think I'd accept that one.
No.
Three out of four.
I'd maybe make it so number two, I'd maybe switch it to the family can have Harper once a week or something like that so that they still, you know, are in her life and get to keep an eye on her.
Yeah, maybe just plan more events together. Yeah. Like why move an entire house? That's so insane. Yeah. It's like, you know, he's going to say no.
Well, he goes on to say, I accepted all of these points.
Wow. Dang.
Yeah.
Wow. Instant. I'm a dumbass. Okay.
Yeah. I had to let you make your claim before I shoved it in your face.
Appreciate it.
He goes on to say, this caused a lot of problems since my wife doesn't like some of those conditions. I'm guessing it's number two.
Yeah. Which is fair.
Yeah.
But as the wife, I mean, I don't know, like, maybe you don't have to go to the hangout, but like you should be trying to, Harper is your daughter as well. Yes, you need to be trying to make sure she's happy too.
I agree. But I think if they, I think.
You can't agree to moving and then tell without talking to your wife about it.
Yes. Oh,
and
for sure.
And then she's like, hey, we're moving.
For sure. I'm hoping that he talked to her. Yeah. I just assumed that that's what happened.
Yeah.
But you're right. Yeah,
I don't know.
You could still be the asshole here.
Yeah.
So she thinks they are not reasonable. She got angry, took Mark, and went to her parents and is staying there.
Oh.
So now I'm also receiving texts from my in-laws calling me an asshole. Right now I'm looking for a new home that is closer to my brother's home. I called Harper and my brother convinced her to talk to me for once. She was crying the whole time, telling me that she felt like I didn't want her anymore. Hearing her cry like this really broke my heart. I honestly never meant to hurt her. After so many apologies and gifts, she finally agreed to see me. I will go to my brother's home every day to spend time with her. She has also finally agreed to come home with me when I find a new home.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the update. Sorry, there's more here, but I don't know what NC means. No, unlike a lot of you said, my child isn't going NC with me.
I don't know what that means.
Does anyone know
I'm
what
not
NC
hip
means?
With the lingo.
NC.
The Reddit lingo.
I feel so old Googling, what does NC mean?
NC mean, that's literally what Josh is doing.
North Carolina, Network Computer, that's Newcastle, networked computer.
I have no idea what it would mean. Maybe they live in Newcastle, Indiana.
No contact. Is that what it would mean?
No contact?
Like not going no contact with me, like a no contact order? I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know.
No class. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure what that means, but anyway, he wrote that in at the end there. So... a weird ending. I don't know if I'd call it a
good one. Like a little bit the daughter. Oh, I totally understand. I totally understand what she's going through. But I'm wondering how old she is and if this is a little manipulative.
She's 14. Yeah.
Okay. Like maybe then obviously she's a child. Like there's nothing to blame on her. But like that's a lot to like make your dad move a house.
Yeah.
It's honestly insane that the family is like
demanding it.
Yeah. Fucking like, I don't know. I could never ask somebody to fucking move a house.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Like crazy. Hang out with me more, show that you care. Yeah. Like I get to change my bedroom back. Like those are totally fair and have the wife absolutely show some effort and want to hang out with her, go see her too. But the wife's understandably upset as well.
Yeah. I don't know who's more in the wrong because the wife and the family both give me a bit of an off feeling.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
What happened? There must have been something that happened.
Yeah. I wonder if she was like, okay, no, I don't want to say because it's all hearsay.
That's
so it's like,
I mean.
I don't know. Like if she was the other woman, like, and that's what caused.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Well then. Why would he take full custody of the daughter?
Yeah, that's
that
what
way?
I mean. Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense. Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of things that are missing in the context of this story. So, I mean, I guess if it works for them, good for them. But it sounds like it's going to cause a bit of a tear in your relationship. Yeah. I'd maybe try and, you know, iron things out where it's like, okay, we'll hang out. We'll do all this other stuff. I'll try and make more of an effort.
Yeah, because dude is just living in his 4-bedroom, 2-master-bedroom house by himself.
By himself right now. Yeah, which is very depressing. So
extremely.
I'm sorry you're kind of caught in this because I also don't think you're an asshole. You seem to be like someone who's like trying to do the right thing.
But the problem is everybody's telling him different things are the right thing.
Yeah,
so.
You've kind of got to find a middle ground here and that's going to be...
Both sides got to compromise.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the update. I'm going to say not the asshole now. You've got a lot of work to do to iron a lot of this stuff out, but... seems like you're trying at least, which I commend.
Which is good. Keep
trying. Damn, this is...
I want another update.
We've heard some sad stories, but this one is like, oh, so sad. Yeah. Like very depressing. Like the other ones just make me angry.
Right, yeah. Like, I can't be like, oh my gosh, how dare they do that? This is just like, oh no, this is unfortunate. This
will pop on TikTok. I know it.
All of us just being very sad.
Yeah.
I feel bad for these people. All right, time to get mad again. Am I the asshole for canceling the Mother's Day celebration that I arranged for my wife after hearing what she told my son?
Well, what did she say?
Well, I haven't got into that. Okay. So I, a 37-year-old male, have a 13-year-old son. I was a widower when I met my now wife. She has a 16-year-old daughter from another relationship. The family is often on pretty good terms. My son is the quiet one in the house, keeps to himself a lot, but not to the point of being concerned. My wife and stepdaughter are the complete opposite. They both encourage him to be outgoing and share activities and join gatherings with the extended family. My son complained about having to be forced out of his comfort zone and having his need for space invalidated. I spoke to both my wife and stepdaughter and asked them to give him space and freedom to spend his time however he wanted. They apologized and promised to let him be. As Mother's Day was approaching, I wanted to throw my wife a surprise Mother's Day celebration.
How's it a surprise if it's Mother's Day?
Surprise, it's Mother's Day. Yeah.
But I didn't forget.
It was no longer a surprise because my stepdaughter gave her the heads up so she could prepare. Yesterday, I got off work earlier than usual to get final arrangements done. We planned to celebrate at the restaurant and invited her family there. I had the key, and while I was entering the house through the front door, I overheard my wife and stepdaughter talking to my son. My wife was asking my son if he could convince me to let him stay home and not go with them to the restaurant to celebrate. I paused and decided to keep listening, as you both are.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, things just got interesting.
Yeah.
My son said why, and she told him that he's introverted and his socially inept attitude will make her family uncomfortable and will ruin the mood. He promised her that he would be well-behaved and would try to interact and socialize with everyone, but she said that she wasn't buying it. He kept reassuring her, but she snapped and told him that technically she's not his mom, so she didn't get why he wanted to celebrate Mother's Day with her so badly.
Oh my fucking God.
Not only is the party canceled, the fucking
marriage is canceled, bro.
Oh my gosh, that's awful.
What the fuck?
Someone said that to my son. I'm throwing hands. I don't care.
Wow. So in this episode, Wikimaniacs, Josh has said fuck Asian culture and that he would put hands on a woman. You heard it here first, guys.
I would never do that.
Hands on Sienna.
No, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, absolutely crossing a line.
For sure.
Saying that to any child, let alone someone you're supposed to be a mother to.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I can't believe she fucking... Well, first, the whole premise of the conversation is insane, but to end it with "I'm not even your fucking mom," like,
yes,
yeah,
holy shit.
If he's introverted, like, what is he gonna do? Like, what?
Yeah,
what's the worst that happens? It's not like he's gonna throw a tantrum at the restaurant or say weird stuff. Like, he's just not gonna talk. So, like, is that the worst thing? Like,
you're killing the vibe.
Yeah.
But the worst thing that could happen is, yeah, you just quiet. You sit him at the end of the table and he just eats his food. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, let him be there to celebrate with his family.
Yeah. What are we doing at a restaurant that requires so much extroverted energy? If I can just sitting and eating and talking. Yeah. But I mean, like, it's not like he needs to fucking get up and run around. He's going to be fine.
No. Yeah.
We're going to Chuck E. Cheese's and you're going to be playing the arcades.
Yeah. Sounds great.
It does sound great. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. So he continues on, says, my stepdaughter threw some, I don't remember, but backhanded comments, and then both of them were shocked to see me standing there. Both were staring without saying anything. I told my son and his stepsister to go to their rooms, then told my wife that the celebration was off. She tried to argue, asking why repeatedly, and I told her why. She explained that she didn't mean it like that, and I only heard part of the conversation, but not all of it. I told her I was done arguing and the decision was made. She yelled, asking what I was going to tell her family, and said that I was making a tremendous mistake towards her. I ignored her while she kept throwing tantrum after tantrum. Earlier this morning, she took my stepdaughter and went to stay with their folks. Not a single call or text from her so far. Situation is full of tension. I'm still upset, but more hurt, to be honest. I mean, yes, I did say I was going to have the celebration, but I thought that what she said to my son was too harsh to ignore. Am I the asshole?
No.
No. I mean, in some sense, like, yeah, maybe you're only hearing half the conversation. And so in one world, maybe the son was being so, so rude to her. Yeah. And she was like, okay, well, then don't come. But still, even the comment about not being your mother would have been enough. Out of hand at that point as well.
Oh, so, you're not his mother?
Yeah.
Guess there's no Mother's Day celebration.
And it didn't sound like that was the type of conversation anyways, that he was being confrontational. It seemed like he was trying to
argue that he should come.
Be there. Yeah.
Yeah, to celebrate her.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that makes me so sad.
Yeah.
This makes me sad again. Why did you choose these ones?
Sorry.
I just want to be mad. That's sad.
My bad. I wanted to feel different emotions, okay? We always get mad.
I'm always sad. That sounds true. So bad. But I'm very emotional.
We're painting a lot about, we're learning a lot about Josh.
No.
I'm just kidding.
So that is it for this episode. What did you think, Wikimaniacs? Were these people assholes? Were they in the right? Or were these stories just plain sad?
Next time Sienna's on, we got to have nothing but shitty men stories, Josh.
Yes, thank you. Literally the whole time. I'm always sending him TikToks of men being bad, like on TikTok.
Was that
and
your
stuff,
idea, Sienna? Because like, I was so mad. I was so heated to the point where I couldn't say anything. I was just shaking my fist.
Oh, yeah. But it's just like, because I go off when I see these things too. And I'm just like, and I'm sure you're sick of it, but I'm like, saying all this stuff. And he's like, I know, I don't agree with it either. I was like, I still have to say my opinions.
I'm like, I read it every week. Yeah. I know how shitty they are. Yeah. We got next week though. You're coming on Monday.
What? Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Next week from when we're recording it. In 10 minutes from when we're actually recording it.
Keep behind the screen.
Yeah. So let us know your thoughts down in the comments on YouTube or on our website, or you can just TikTok. We'll have it on TikTok, Instagram. Nice. You can comment anywhere and we'll see it. Anything you would like to say before we sign off?
I don't have my own podcast, so.
Do you have an Amazon wish list as a teacher? I don't know. Does Canada have a good enough education system to where teachers don't have to buy their own shit?
Oh, no. You have to buy everything for your classroom.
Okay. Yeah. Hit up that Amazon wish list. Yeah.
It's probably better than America, but it's not great.
Well, you're paid. Well, depending on state.
I guess, depending on the state.
But no, it's not great.
If you want to hear more, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on. Or you can share a podcast with a friend. And don't forget, you can submit your own Am I the Asshole stories to us using our email. You can also submit any kind of story. We're branching out. We'll do any story.
You'll do anything.
As long as it's interesting.
We'll do anything for money, baby.
Yeah.
You will. So you can send those to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or send us a DM on Twitter and Instagram @redditonwiki. Next week, Sean and I are actually going to be doing listener-submitted Am I the Assholes. We decided we're just going to hop on it because there is a ton of submissions coming in, and we gotta start, you know, getting through some of these. So we're going to be doing that next week, so stay tuned for that. Thank you, Sienna and Sean.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
Oh, and if I may plug something, I know probably they've shut it off.
Absolutely not.
Okay, cool. I'll see you guys on Monday. Love you. My co-host on Shots and Thoughts, his clothing brand got accepted at the largest anime convention in North America, but the booth fees are quite expensive. So Shots and Thoughts is giving all of our donations to Chris and his clothing brand. So if you want to donate to that, that's buymeacoffee.com/SNTPOD. And if you want to buy his clothes instead, if you like anime and streetwear stuff, you can find that at day-off.shop.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll put a link to both of those, if I remember, in the show notes. Good plug, Sean. Thank you, Wikimaniacs, for another amazing episode. We will see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Later.
Time, it's your boy Sean.